into grace, 'cause he's my rock in a hard place.
Jay King on WJTL Hard Place. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It is March 24th, 7:22 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Weather-wise today, it's going to be a sunny day, high of 49. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 33. Your winning Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high of 54. Right now, 31 degrees here in Mannheim.
Today, we welcome back our very special guest, Heather Gerhardt, the founder and executive director of Pathways to Grace Ministries. Heather, we are so happy that you are here. Welcome back. Tell us a little bit about Pathways to Grace Ministries, maybe for people who don't know.
Who are just tuning in.
Yeah.
Well, you can check us out at pathwaystograce.org to find out any information that I may have missed. But we are an organization that provides scholarships to people for mental health services, helping to increase access to that care.
Wow, very cool. So you recently got your master's, relatively recently, in marriage and family therapy, and I want to talk a little bit about that, but your background's actually in nursing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So I worked for 17 years at Lancaster General Hospital. I spent a good portion of that in the ICU and then also in the PACU. I love nursing. That's a great career. I really enjoyed what I did, and I just felt called eventually through a lot of circumstances to go back to school for marriage and family therapy. Mm-hmm. And I just love the way that God has really grown and matured and changed how I care for people in different ways, right? So nursing encompasses so much, the physical care, but then they also have caring for the person as well. And therapy takes a deeper dive into that. So,
and I love what you said earlier. You were like, the last thing I wanted to do is start a nonprofit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's true.
And of course, that's what God calls us to do.
Every time.
And was that the switch? Is that what got you out of nursing and had you go back to school, or was that something different?
No, it was something different. I have to think back. I think there were things that were going on in my personal life that led me to go back to school to go change that career path. But then the heart behind what I wanted to do was remain accessible to people as a therapist, as a provider in that. And that's where the nonprofit came in, because I started to feel burned out with the ways that I was doing that for people. And I just felt like I needed more support. I needed more people doing what I was doing and just pulling in community into that.
That's really neat. Yeah, you guys have two branches of what you do. You have your services and then you have the fundraising, and together that is how you can provide these services for people who may not be able to afford them. And we know now more than ever, this is such a crucial thing in our community. You guys do it a bit different though. You're a Christian provider, but you're open to the entire community. Can you touch a little bit about the uniqueness of that and what it means to be a Christian provider?
Our organization helps connect people to the provider and provides that scholarship to make it accessible, to make the providers accessible. As a Christian organization, our providers are Christians who can incorporate a faith-based approach to care.
Sure.
At the same time, they're committed to providing the same high-quality care to anyone they serve, whether someone shares their faith background or not.
Sure. That's really cool. And then when people come to you, and this is probably what I at least think, you think of the individual coming up to you, hey, I need this service, I need this provider or something like that. But you guys reach out to more than just individuals in the community. You kind of impact churches, different organizations. What does that look like?
Yeah. So we have ongoing efforts right now to build relationships with churches that don't have counseling ministries already set up in their church. There's a lot of churches that have that already. There's also a lot that don't. So we really do want to initiate relationship with churches in the surrounding area and for both sides of that, right? We're here as a resource for your people, and we're also looking for that financial backing to help, you know, allow us to do what we do.
Wow, that's really cool. You guys are so new. You guys are doing something so unique and so important, and folks have a really incredible opportunity to sort of partner with you. What do you guys look for, maybe in terms of volunteers, but in partnerships as well? What does that look like?
Yeah, so right now, I think our biggest need in the volunteer department would be for people who are interested in plugging in for like fundraising initiatives. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for people to get involved in something new. We're looking for people who are passionate about mental health, whether that is the mental health of the church or the community at large. And if you're mission-minded and looking for a place to plug in, we don't always know what that looks like right now because we're still developing things, but we would invite you to visit our website and click on the Partner With Us tab and fill out a form that comes to me in an email, and then we can be in touch.
That's fantastic. And what a cool opportunity for you to get involved with Pathways to Grace Ministries. You can visit them online at pathwaystograce.org. Heather, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
This was really, really neat. Have a great rest
of
your day.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're diving right back into the music with Zach Williams. Here's Jesus Loves right here, FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.